Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we adore you this morning. We come to bless your holy name. We come to praise you. We come to say hallelujah to the King of Kings. Oh, Father God, we extol you in the heavens. We extol you in the earth. Be high and lifted up. You are a faithful friend, oh God. There is truly no God greater than you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you this morning. We honor you this morning. We come to give you praise and thanksgiving, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Yoko Shebaka Deke Orabaka. Have your way on Bible Storyland this morning. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, there is no God greater than you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, this morning, Father God, we come to worship you, to bow down before you, Father God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, oh God, that you are the Lord, a God Almighty who created the high places, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come to give you glory here in the earth realm, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let not the enemy control the high places, oh God. I bind the prince of the power of the air. I bind the powers of darkness that will control the airways and release filth, violence, witchcraft through the media in the name of Jesus. I take authority over the prince of the media in Jesus' name. I bind spiritual wickedness in high places. Lord, destroy the idols in the high places in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I pluck down the high places of the enemy. I am a king, and I break down the high places in the name of Jesus. I remove Nehushtan, previous moves of God that have become idols from high places in the name of Jesus. I remove the religious spirits from high places. Let the place of Tophet be removed. Oh, Lord God, let your holy fire burn up the high places in Jesus' name. Let the high places of witchcraft be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Destroy all false worship in high places, oh God. Let the high places be purged through your anointing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you this morning that you are a great God. Lord God, almighty in the heavens, almighty in the earth. We bless your holy name. We praise and honor you this morning. Well, good morning, Bible Storyland. We just are so grateful you joined us this morning. We have a mighty woman of God from New Orleans, Louisiana. She's going to do the opening prayer for us. Her name is Minister Vivian George. Good morning, Minister Vivian. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. How is everyone this morning? I pray that all is blessed.
Amen. Amen.
So you want me to go ahead with the prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Father, we are excited this morning about you. It's all about you, dear God. We thank you. We come into your courts with thanksgiving and praise this morning, with adoration unto you, with thanksgiving unto you. We just don't know how to say thanks, but we can say thank you, Father, for all that you've done, all that you're going to do. We thank you for this new day that we have stepped into. If it had not been for you, Jesus, we could not even come this morning, Father, and agree together and thank you for your awesomeness, because you are so awesome. You are so magnificent. You are God, and there is no other God besides you. Father, we just thank you for the blood, praise God, that was shed for us. We thank you for the blood that's running warm in our bodies. We thank you that we can come and apply the blood this morning, the blood covenant, God, that covers every sin, God, washes and cleanses us and makes us white as snow. Praise God. We thank you, Father God, for this program this morning. God, for you have ordained it this morning. We thank you for every warm body that's going to be listening this morning, God. Oh, God, I just pray, God, that the Holy Spirit come, God, this morning to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Hear with open ears this morning. Oh, let their hearts of their eyes be enlightened this morning. Oh, praise God. Oh, God, for this is the day. Yes, this is the day that you have made. And we come in your name, God. No other name but to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes, I'm excited. We come to be glad in it, God, because, God, we know no man didn't orchestrate it. No. Oh, God, no mind didn't orchestrate it. It was ordained and orchestrated by you, Jesus. I thank you for Jesus this morning. I thank you for Jesus that's seated on the right hand this morning, making intercession for us. Praise God, I thank you, Jesus, that we can, oh, God, rejoice in the Lord. God, our Savior this morning, the Savior of the world, praise God, that we celebrate every day, that came down to earth, praise God, hallelujah, and went back to be with the Father, praise God, conquered all. Oh, glory this morning, I'm excited in you, Jesus. Oh, you conquered death and hell, God, that we may have this right, God. That every power of sin be broken this morning. Hey, glory to God this morning. We, Father God, cry open with open mouths unto you, like little babes in a manger, God, with our mouths open, waiting for to be filled, God, with good things from this program today. Good things from heaven up above, God. Heavenly mellow. You said sing a new song unto the Lord. Oh, we sing this morning. Yes, oh, God, my ears are waiting to hear the songs coming from heaven. Oh, praise God. Oh, God, I heard it this morning, God. Oh, melodies from heaven, oh God, raining down. Yeah, just rain down on us all day, God, not just for this hour, but all day long, God, just fill us with good things, oh God. Fill our mouths, our ears, God, our heart, our mind. Oh, God, what the devil is trying to have a battleground. Oh, God, it's cast down this morning, God, that our mind are free, God, to receive all that you have for us today, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you're going to do, God. Ah, we come in expectation. Yes, we come in expectation. When we open our eyes this morning, we came in expectation, God. Lord God, just to hear what you have to say, God. To see what you want to do, God, with us. Take us, mold us, shape us, and make us what you want us to be. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Well, thank you, Minister Vivian. Is it chilly in New Orleans?
It's kind of cool, but not chilly, but nice and cool.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Waiting for the cold weather to come on in here tonight.
Amen. It's beautiful weather here, too.
Yes. Praise God.
Well, bless you for that awesome prayer. I thank God for praying it through you. And we'll, as we continue this morning, we are thankful. We come with thanksgiving in our hearts. You know, it's a beautiful day to praise the Lord. I don't care what day it is. It's a beautiful day to praise the Lord. He is the King of Kings. He is our God. Today is Children's Day, and we're giving our Lord, our King, glory. As we honor our King, we glorify him. We magnify him. We give him praise this morning. You know, let me tell you something. There is no other God like our King. He is the King of Kings. He's the one who made the King. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, yeah, we're honoring our King this morning. We thank God for the children. Truly, our children are a gift from God. The Word of God says, in the Bible, it says, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And then you know what Jesus did? He blessed them. So we're blessing our children today like never before. And we're thanking God for our children. Don't forbid them to go to the house of God. Don't forbid them to be saved. You know, he's saving babies. He's saving little ones today. I was listening to something last night. I wanted you all to hear it today, but I can't seem to get it straight on my computer, but it was a little boy, 5 years old. I mean, he was decreeing and declaring about children. So hopefully next time on Bible Storyland, we'll be able to pull that up. But this little boy was decreeing and declaring about children. So I thank God for each of you this morning. And, you know, God is blessing our children every day. I know the devil's taking many of our children out, but we got to cover them with the blood. We got to stay on the wall for our children. We got to weep and wail for our children. Our children are important. They're not just the next generation. They are this generation. They are taking over, but we want them to take over with righteousness in their hearts. We don't want them to take over the devil's way. We want them to take over in God's way. So I thank God for each of you this morning. You know, it says, lo, children, in Psalms 127:3, lo, children, or an heritage of the God, of our God, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. So let's train up the children in the way that they should go. And, you know, every child deserves to be brought up in a loving environment. Every child deserves to be brought up in a loving environment. So let's think about how we can make our environment loving for our children. Every child deserves to be brought up in an accepting environment. You know, let's not reject our children. Even in the womb, they deserve to be accepted and wanted and loved. We need an environment of peace and thanksgiving for our children. Thank God for your children. They're important to the kingdom of God. They're important to God. He let Jesus say that. Let them come. Jesus is telling us, let the children come. Don't stop them from coming. So this morning, I thank God, you know, he sends people to with us on Bible Storyland to praise him every day. So I want you to listen to this. And you know what? This is the book that our children need to learn. They need to learn that book more than math book, reading book, science book, social studies book. They need to know the B-I-B-L-E. They need to know that book. It needs to be written on the tables of their heart. How are they going to get it written on the tables of their heart? If we read it to them and allow them to read it. If we study with them and allow them to study with us. That's how it's going to get written on the tables of their heart. It ain't going to just come when they're sleeping. No, that's not how God's going to work it. He wants us as parents to teach the children from the time they get up to the time they go to bed. So I thank God, you know, the children are a blessing. When I see the children, I just light up. And I love to see them having fun and laughing. Sometimes they're playing in the park. Sometimes they're in another room in your house, and they just bring such joy. You know, they already know the joy of the Lord is their strength. They're born like that. They just come in, and they just laughing. Even the babies be laughing. So you know what? I thank God for children of all ages. And, you know, when I see pregnant mothers, I just bless them. And I say, you know what? They carrying God's spirit within their bellies. Yeah, the image of God. You know, we're all born in the image of God. So they're carrying God's image in their bellies. And I pray today that you would encourage mothers to lay their hands on their bellies and their unborn babies and pray. Pray for them. They need prayer. Well, as we continue this morning, Karen Itell is going to play a song for us, a children's song. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's it like in Texas, in Houston this morning? Is it chilly, warm?
It's wintry here.
It's what?
Very wintry.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Wow. We're going to send you some sunshine from the state of Florida.
Well, that sounds like a winter to me. You can take some of my cold air.
No, we don't want it. We like what you gonna play for us this morning, Kara?
I'm gonna do that Father Abraham.
Amen. Love that song, Father Abraham. Excuse me. Thank you, Karen. And I thank God for you. Karen's been with us almost the 4 years we've been on here. I thank God for the time that he has been allowing us to be on the radio. And guess what? We can't move. We can't breathe. We can't operate without him. So I thank God he joins us. You know his word is awesome. God honors his word above his name. And this morning, the word of God we're going to read is from Psalms 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, O God, to whom vengeance belongs, shine forth. Rise up, O judge of the earth. Render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked, how long will the wicked triumph? They utter speech and speak insolent things. All the workers of iniquity boast in themselves. They break in pieces your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say the Lord does not see, nor does the God of Jacob understand. Understand, you senseless among the people. And you fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear, shall he not hear? He who formed the eye, shall he not see? He who instructs the nations, shall he not correct? He who teaches man knowledge, the Lord knows the thoughts of man. They are futile. Blessed is the man whom you instruct, O Lord, and teach out of your law, that you may give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will cast off his people. I'm sorry, for the Lord will not cast off his people, nor will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment will return to the righteous, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul would have settled in silence. If I say my foot slips, your mercy, O Lord, will hold me up. In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comfort delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity, which devises evil law, have fellowship with you? They gather together against the life of the righteous and condemn innocent blood. But the Lord has been my defense and my God, the rock of my refuge. He has brought on them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. The Lord our God shall cut them off. You know, I honor his word like he does above his name. And I thank God for the written word. You know, I look forward. I delight in his word. I love to read and study the word of God because there are treasures in the word of God. Oh, yeah, there are treasures. And guess what? There's healing in the word of God. There's everything that we need. There's resources. There's everything we need. So let's delight in his word. Let's give him praise and thanksgiving. Well, we have a woman of God on here from Jacksonville, Florida. Her name is Jackie Travis. She's been on with us almost 4 years as well. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you and your family?
Oh, we're doing okay. Can't complain much. Everything is working out. The Lord's working it all out for us.
Amen, amen. Well, we are happy that your cousin is going to bring the word this morning all the way from Paducah, Kentucky. And we are grateful. You live in my birth city with me, Jacksonville, Florida.
All right. I'm so happy to hear that. So hey. I'm going to sing a song that I used to sing when I was a little girl in the choir. They used to allow us to sing a song. This was my little solo that I sung over in Metropolis, Illinois years ago. My brother-in-law was over there. My sister's husband was preaching. And we were the choir. Me, my two nieces, and my sister. We got the choir going. There were other people singing, but for some reason they want us to sing every Sunday. And we was telling them, we're going to teach y'all how to sing the songs. But that's okay, too. We just thank God that we was able to do it. That
amen.
He gave us a voice to sing. So I'm going to sing, Take Me Back.
Amen.
Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. And I feel that I'm so far from you, Lord, but still I hear you calling me. Those simple things that I once knew, the memories are drawing me. And I must confess, Lord, I've been blessed, but yet my soul's not satisfied. Renew my faith, restore my joy, and dry away my weeping eyes. Oh, take me back, take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Singing, oh, Lord, take me back. Oh, Lord, back, dear Lord, where I first believed. And I feel that I'm so far from you, Lord. Still I hear you calling me. Those simple things that I once knew, the memories are drawing me. And I must confess, Lord, I've been blessed, but yet my soul not satisfied. Renew my faith, restore my joy, and dry away my weeping eyes. Whoa, take me back, take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you.
Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Amen. That was my childhood solo.
Amen, amen. I'm looking for, I appreciate that song. You know, it reminds me of when we were children growing up. We used to sing all different kind of songs and in the church. And, you know, people would just clap for us. And they encouraged us as young people. They said, keep on singing, baby, whether you can sing or not. They tell you, keep on singing, baby. And I tell you what. Those voices developed into strong voices, too. Many of them made albums, records since then, CDs. So I thank God when he takes us back. Yeah, he takes us Lord. Way back sometime. Well, I'm looking for Minister Stacy this morning, I believe. I'm not sure if this is her number. Minister Stacy, are you on?
Yes, ma'am, I'm on.
Okay, good. All right.
Unfortunately, I had some problems with my phone, so. I'm borrowing my cousin's phone, and my girls are not with me, but I said I'd come and sing for you in their place.
Oh. All right. Well, how is Jabria and Bianca?
They're doing fine. They celebrated their godmom's birthday, so she's bringing them back, but she hasn't gotten back yet.
Okay. Well, we could have called her.
Turned to overnight thing.
Yeah. See if you can call her and tell her to dial in, and then she could still they could still sing.
Okay.
All right. You go ahead and sing, though. You sing now, Minister Stacy. I appreciate it.
Hallelujah.
What you gonna sing?
I was thinking God has smiled on me. God has.
You know that song that you and the girls sang last time? I forgot the name of that song.
Do you love Jesus?
Huh?
Do you love Jesus?
Yeah, I want to hear that.
Okay. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, deep down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart. Yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart. Yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, we love Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I thank you so much, Minister Stacy. You are a blessing in my life.
Thank you. You too. Amen. You as well. Thank God for you, Sister G. Thank God for you.
All right. All right. Thank you for being on. I thank you for going to the trouble of, you know, leaving your house to get on the radio. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You only can be blessed on the things of God.
Amen. Well, we'll look forward to children being on next time.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Ludell, right. Are you on?
Yes.
All right. How are
you? Yes, I'm on.
Okay.
This
you
is a light of mine, you know. I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, you know, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, you know, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, in my home, you know, I'm gonna let it shine, really, all in my home, you know. I'm gonna let it shine, really, all in my home, you know. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, everywhere I go, you know. I'm gonna let it shine, really, everywhere I go, you know. I'm gonna let it shine, everywhere I go, you know. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, oh yeah, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen.
How about that? Youngest
lady with us today, Miss Ludell, all the way from Applin, Georgia. We bless you, Miss Ludell. Oh, Miss Ludell, you were a young girl over 91 years ago. I thank God for
91 and 8 months.
Amen.
91 and 8 months.
Amen.
That's where I'm standing right this morning, and I thank God.
Amen. That's a blessing. I'm proud for you. This
yes.
little light of mine. And you know what? I know God was her light when she was a little girl, and
yes.
91 years later, he's still her light. She's still on the wall.
Yes.
I thank
yes.
God.
Yes. Thank you.
You are truly
thank
a blessing.
You.
All right.
Yes.
We're going to put you on mute for just a few minutes, but we'll put you back on live in just a little bit. All right. I thank God for, you know, he's a great king. He is a mighty God. And you know what? God loves his people now. Don't you think he doesn't? He loves his people. He loads us up with benefits every day. He shows his love to us. He don't give lip service to his people. His word he honors above his name. So whatever God says, believe me, you can take it to the bank. It's going to come true. So I just love the Lord that he is true. He is my best friend. And, you know, whatever he says is going to come to pass. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's just. And thank God he's merciful. Because as many times as I crucified him again, he still gave me mercy. And I just can't thank him enough. Well, you know, Thanksgiving is coming up this coming Thursday. And you know I'm going to be thanking my Lord. I'm thanking him every day anyway, but I'm going to thank him even more, even more. I'm going to try to thank him more and more every day. Every day. Let's honor and exalt Father God. He is Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. And, you know, in America, we're truly blessed. We're highly favored of the Lord. And let me tell you, our cup runneth over. You know, sometimes we think, I don't have enough of this. I ain't got this. I don't have this. I don't have enough. I wish I had this and all of that. But guess what? There are people who don't have an ounce of what you have. They don't have a cup of what you have. They just wish they could have a mouthful of bread. And we complain, Lord, I don't have my cold drinks. Lord, I don't have this and I don't have that. But you know what? Somebody else will be grateful to be in your shoes and have what you have because we have an abundant supply here in America. We are truly blessed. I mean, our cup runs over. We have more than enough. We have enough to share with friends, neighbors, church family, or the neighborhood. When you think about it, we have more than enough. So I thank God that he's the one who gives us more than enough. And you know what? Let us not waste what God give us. I had to repent many times because sometimes I'll cook a meal and I let it spoil. And I say, oh, my God, forgive me, Lord. Sometimes I cook something, I got to throw it away because it's spoiled. That's wastefulness. I have to repent for wastefulness. You know, I see people all the time. We go out to restaurants and we eat and leave half the food on the plate. That's wastefulness. Somebody out there is hungry. Let's not waste. Let's not waste what God gives us. Deuteronomy 8:10 says, when thou hast eaten, now this is for you for Thanksgiving Day, when you have eaten and you are full, then you shall bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he's given you. Don't forget, when you have eaten and are full, bless the Lord for everything that he has done and everything that he has given you. Bless the Lord. Psalms 107:22 says, let us give the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, if you're sick, give him thanks. If you don't have enough, give him thanks. If you're in a car accident, give him thanks. If you're paining in your body, give him thanks. If you're out on the street homeless, give him thanks. If you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, give him thanks. If your children are acting up, give him thanks. If your husband seems like he don't care, if your wife seems like she don't care, give him thanks. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let's give him thanks daily. Let's give our God thanks daily. Don't wait till Thanksgiving. Don't wait till Christmas. Don't wait till whatever holiday you think of to give him thanks. Let's give him thanks every day. Every day, not just once a year. Praise God. And I'm telling you today, have a blessed and a happy Thanksgiving. Put all the mess behind you in your family. Love on one another, because tomorrow ain't promised. Today is Children's Day, and we are blessing our children. You know, they are a blessing to us. And even to have, you know, our very own, today, we have today, bringing the word of God, our very own minister, Donna Hawkins. She comes with us every Saturday. I mean, she's been coming on almost 2 years now, and she has been blessing us in song. God has given her an anointing to sing, but she's also a teacher by profession. She loves children. She's the associate minister at Mount Moriah Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. She is anointed to sing and preach the good news of the gospel of Christ. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am blessed, and I thank God for this day.
Amen, amen. Don't tell me it's snow in Paducah on the ground.
No, it's not. It's 35 degrees here. 35.
Woo, 35 degrees. Well, I'm thanking the Lord. I hope it's about 70 degrees here in Jacksonville.
Are you serious?
Oh, no, but I'm praying. I think it's going to get to about 70 today.
Well, we are supposed to have some sleet and snow on Monday.
Woo! My God, I don't miss those cold climates anymore. I lived in Michigan and Ohio, and I'm like, thank you, Lord, for giving me a warm climate to live in.
Yes, yes.
All right, well, you ready to bring the word this morning? We ready to listen.
Well, okay. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. First this morning, I give reverence to God the Father, to God the Son, and to God the Holy Spirit. Minister G, I thank you so much for this awesome opportunity to share God's word with his people one more time. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our own homes should be the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord is our place of worship, and we can worship him anywhere, every day, and all the time. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. The scripture that I'd like to use for today is Luke chapter 17, verses 15 and 16. Luke 17, verses 15 and 16. We find these words. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. My subject for this morning is, don't forget to say thank you. Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, acknowledging who you are, for you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Father, I come with thanksgiving in my heart, Lord, for this golden opportunity to share your word one more time, Lord. Lord, I just pray that your name will be glorified today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for giving me this opportunity. It is in the precious name of Jesus that I pray for his sinless sake. Amen, and thank you, Jesus. Don't forget to say thank you. In 5 days, we are going to celebrate another Thanksgiving Day. In school, we learned that the pilgrims reached this land of plenty. Our history says in 1620. I was watching television the other night, and they were asking questions of adults about the first Thanksgiving here in America. And one question was, when was the first Thanksgiving celebration held? The man who answered the question said, in 1944. Now, he must have been asleep during that social studies lesson, but that was his answer. And then they asked a lady something simple, something that even a child would know. They asked her, what sound does a turkey make? Well, she proudly spoke up and said, cock-a-doodle-doo. I don't know what she was doing either in school. But children, it's important that you pay attention in class. Knowledge is power. Our people perish for the lack of knowledge. Whenever something is being taught, you need to learn it, especially if they're teaching you facts, things that really did happen. The pilgrims really did leave their home in England. They really did sail across the Atlantic Ocean. It did take them 66 days to reach this country. Some of them came to America so that they could exercise their religious freedom. You see, while they were living in England, King James ordered everybody to attend the Church of England, but they wanted to be allowed to worship as they saw fit. And aren't you glad that we live in a country where we can freely worship our Lord and Savior? Some of them came because they wanted to own their own land. It's nothing wrong with owning a piece of land. I was attending a conference in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I heard Dr. Benjamin Hook speak, and he said, you know, when we come into some money, the first thing we want to do is buy a car. His advice was, you need to buy a tree to park that car under. And that is true. Do you know, when I came back from that conference, the first thing that I did was to buy a tree. And not only one tree, but I've got several trees on my lot. And that is important. We want our lives to be better. We want to own something. And then we want to leave an inheritance for our children, too. Some of the pilgrims left England and came to this country because they wanted a better life for themselves, ought to want something better for our children than we had ourselves. We want our children's lives to be better. We want them to grow. We want them to prosper. So we have to leave an inheritance for them. Do you know the pilgrims sailed across the Atlantic Ocean on a ship called, yes, the Mayflower, but do you know that there was a second ship that they were traveling on? And that ship was called the Speedwell, but that ship leaked so badly it had to turn around and go back. But of the 102 passengers who left Plymouth, England on the Mayflower, half of them became sick and half of them even died after they got here to this country. There was very little food. Some of them wondered if they had made a mistake by leaving their homeland. Well, let me tell you this, my brothers and sisters, this morning, that before you undertake any great endeavor, you need to consult the Lord about it. No matter what it is that you want to do, you need to ask the Lord. Maybe you're looking at that certain someone that you think would be a good mate, a good person to marry. Well, before you do that, you need to talk to the Lord about it. And children, in school, you need to consult the Lord about everything. On the day that you have a test, you need to talk to the Lord. Ask him to help you to remember those facts. Ask him to help you to remember those things that you need to remember so you can be successful. We need to consult the Lord about everything that we do. Well, the pilgrims did reach this country. They left their home in September, so by the time they got here, the weather was starting to turn cold. It was very cold, and it was really hard on some of them. They did build their first building, and that was called the Common House, and they were going to use that Common House as a meeting place and as a place of worship, but it soon became a hospital because so many of them were sick. But you see, hard times don't always last. soon winter turned into spring and the weather started to get a little bit better, the Pilgrims were even able to make friends with the Native Americans who lived around them. There was a tribe called the Wampanoag tribe, and they had members of their tribe who were able to speak English. There was one brave whose name was Samoset. He could speak English, and then there was another one named Squanto who spoke even better English than Samoset. Squanto even came to live with the Pilgrims, and he was able to teach them how to plant their crops. He was able to teach them to use a dead fish as fertilizer to help their crops grow. You see, my brothers and sisters, none of us are an island. Each one of us needs help every now and then. And it's good that you can have somebody that you can call on in the time of need. Do you know we all need friends? And in order to have friends, we have to first show ourselves friendly. So Squanto did come to live with the Pilgrims, and he helped them a lot. By the fall, they had built a lot of their houses, and they were ready to harvest their crops. They had plenty to eat. They had friends, and they had warm houses to live in. So the first thing that they thought about was to give God thanks for what he has done for them and for what he had done for them. And that's what we ought to do, too. Every time we think about it, we ought to stop and say, thank you, Jesus, for what you have done. So in the fall of 1621, the first Thanksgiving celebration was held in America. This celebration lasted for 3 days. They had races and played games and ate food and just fellowship. And it's good every now and then to stop and fellowship with your family, with your brothers and sisters, and with your friends. And that's what they did. But listen to this. According to the word, people have been giving thanks to God from the very beginning. Do you remember that Cain and Abel made sacrifices unto the Lord? Cain and Abel were of Adam and Eve, and the Lord had blessed them. So they offered sacrifices to them, to him. But you remember that God accepted Abel's sacrifice, but he didn't accept Cain's because Cain didn't give God his very best. So my brothers and sisters, when we are giving sacrifices to God, when we are offering sacrifices to God, we need to give him our very best. We can't hold back, but we've got to be obedient unto the word. You know the story. Cain became jealous of his brother Abel, and Cain killed Abel. So that meant that Adam and Eve were without one of their sons. And then Cain didn't feel comfortable staying there with his parents, so he moved off. So not only did Adam and Eve lose Abel, but they lost Cain too. And they were very sad. But you know, when you pray to the Lord about any problem that you have, he will answer your prayer. You know that Eve gave birth to another son, and his name was Seth. Seth was the replacement for the son that they had lost. The Lord always answers prayer. The Lord expects us to be thankful. The Lord expects us to give him our very best. The Lord expects us to obey him. Do you know his word says that we need to give him a tithe. We need to pay our tithe. That is something that is required of us. And if we will do that, if we will follow those instructions, the word says that he'll open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we won't have room enough to receive. But not only that, if we will pay our tithe and do just what he says, he'll keep the devourer away from us. Don't you want him to keep Satan away from your house? Don't you want him to keep Satan away from your door? Pay your tithes. The Lord will do that for you. Now, in the scripture that I read today, this was the story of 10 lepers, and you know that this is a familiar story. We've heard it all of our lives. But in order to get the full effect of the story, you have to go back to verse 11 in that 17th chapter to find out what was really going on. If you look at verse 11, it starts with, and it came to pass. Whenever you see the word, and it came to pass, you know that this is something that really happened. It says, as he went to Jerusalem. Jesus knew where he was going. He knew what his destination was. It says, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Jesus knows where his presence is needed, and he knows when his presence is needed. It says that as he entered a certain village, didn't even give us the name of the village, and that's because the name of the village is not important. We just need to know that Jesus was there. It says, as he entered a certain village, there he met 10 men who were lepers. If you want to read about lepers back in the Bible days, you need to go back to Leviticus chapters 13 and 14. It thoroughly explains how the priest determined whether or not a person had leprosy. It says these lepers stood afar off. In the book of Numbers, chapter 5, verses 1 through 2, the Lord spoke to Moses and told him to command the children of Israel that they put out of the camp every leper. Lepers were not even allowed to live among the regular people. It says, and they lifted up their voices. Brothers and sisters, when the situation is bad enough, when the situation is serious enough, you don't mind who hears you asking for help. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Do you know you can call on Jesus in a crisis and he'll answer your call? Oh, I know I'm right about that. It says, and when he saw them, do you know Jesus sees us? He sees us just where we are, and he knows just what we need. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Jesus will speak to you if you'll listen. Have you ever heard his voice? Somebody said his voice is so sweet that the birds hushed their singing. Jesus said, go show yourselves unto the priest. I wonder why he said that. That's because only the priest could declare somebody clean, clean of leprosy. And it came to pass. Oh, we see those words again. It means it really happened. And it came to pass that as they went, they didn't hesitate. They did just what Jesus told them to do. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And this is where the scripture for today comes in. And one of them, I thank God for the one, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. He fell on his face, and at Jesus' feet he gave him thanks. Have you ever prostrated yourself before the presence of God? You see, when the situation gets bad enough, you don't want to stand up and pray. When the situation gets bad enough, you don't want to just kneel on your knees and pray. But when the situation gets bad enough, you'll prostrate yourself down on the floor, as humble as you know how, and call on the name of the Lord. It says that he fell on his face at Jesus' feet and gave him thanks, and he, the Samaritan. Well, you see, Luke is the writer of the scripture for today, and Luke wants us to know that this man was a Samaritan. Well, what's so significant about that? Well, in John chapter 4, verse 9, the Jews and the Samaritans had no dealings with each other. You know about the story of the woman at the well. She was surprised that Jesus was talking to her because she knew that the Jews and the Samaritans had no dealings with one another. The Samaritans were considered half-breeds who neither feared nor respected God. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? You know Jesus already knew the answer because he's omniscient. He knows everything. You can't hide anything from him. He knows everything. He said, weren't there 10 of you? Where are the 9? Then he said, there are not found one that returned to give glory to God except this stranger. He called that Samaritan a stranger because of the relationship of the Jews and the Samaritans. But, you know, he told this Samaritan, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. You see, there were 10 men who were sick. There were 10 men who were lepers. There were 10 men who were in need of a healing. There were 10 men whose disease caused them to be ostracized from society. There were 10 men whose disease caused them to be separated from their families. There were 10 men who were isolated. They were lonely. They were in permanent quarantine. But see, all 10 of them asked for help. In times like these, we need a savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. I'm very sure today that my anchor holds and grips the solid rock. That anchor is Jesus. All 10 of the lepers followed the instructions from the Lord. Oh, they didn't doubt. They didn't question the direction like Naaman the leper did when the prophet Elijah gave him direction. They just did what Jesus told them to do. All 10 of them were obedient. All 10 of them were healed. But you see, only one was made whole. Only one got the little bit of extra. only one. And my brothers and sisters, today I want to know if you are the one. Are you the one who's willing to thank God for what he's done? Are you the one who's willing to show your Christian gratitude? Are you the one? You see, we don't need to wait till the fourth Thursday in November to say thank you, but we can thank him right now. He's done so much for us. If you'll look back over your own life, you'll know that it's Jesus who has blessed you. It's Jesus who has brought you. It's Jesus who has taught you. It's Jesus who continues to care for you. It's Jesus who continues to pick you up every time you fall. It's Jesus who is as close as a prayer away. It's Jesus. He's the one who went to Calvary. Jesus, he's the one who shed his precious blood for you and for me. Jesus, he's the one who died out there on Calvary's cross. He's the one who was buried in a borrowed tomb, but he's the one who arose on the third day with all power in his hands. We can give him thanks, my brothers and sisters, every day, all day, every day. Every day is a day of thanksgiving, and we can thank him for what he has done, what he is doing right now, and what he's going to do. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, and it hadn't even entered into the hearts of men the things that the Lord has prepared for those who love him. Do you love him this morning? Oh, I love him this morning, and I'm not ashamed to let the world know what side I'm standing on. You see, he continues to bless my mother. She's 87 years old. He continues to bless my mother-in-law. She's 84 years old. He continues to bless my family. He continues to bless them with good jobs, with steady homes, with health and with strength. He's my everything. He's my all in all. And for the rest of my life, I'm going to praise him. For the rest of my life, I'm going to thank him. For the rest of my life, I'm grateful, grateful to him. I thank him this morning, and you want to thank him too. Gracious Lord, I thank you for giving me an opportunity to share what you have given me one more time. Lord, I ask you to bless your people as they listen to the words that came from you. Continue to bless Minister G. Continue to bless this service that she offers to all of us on this day every month, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for what you have done. It is in the precious name of Jesus that I pray for his sinless sake. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, what did I tell you? A mighty woman of God. I thank God for her throne room experience. You know, when she spent time in the secret place, it shows. It shows. That was a mighty word, Minister Donna. Let the, you know, she talked about the title, Don't Forget to Say Thanks. And she gave us history about, you know, how America got established and how the pilgrims, you know, they thank God and how even in Bible times they did sacrifices unto God. But, you know, like she said, they have to be acceptable unto God, our sacrifices do. And so she talked about the 10 lepers. You know, we got to give God thanks. How many times do God bless you and you forget to say thank you? I've done it many times. Sometimes I've eaten a whole meal and didn't say thank you. Sometimes I've gotten up in the morning, didn't even bend the knee, didn't even say thank you. Thought about, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do that. And, you know, when that song says, did you stop to pray this morning? Did you stop to give him thanks this morning? So, you know, that's okay. He forgives us. But when we stop and we say thank you, we're blessed. Oh, that was an awesome message. I thank God, you know, because it is that season when we think more about God during the Thanksgiving holiday, the Christmas time of the year. But let us keep him in our hearts daily and think of him. You know, let's think of God when we get up in the morning, all through the day, all through the night. When you get up to go to the bathroom, say, thank you, Jesus. I know Miss Ludell is a praying woman, 91 years plus 8 months of prayer. You know she thanked God a lot. She had about 8 or 9 children. She has had and grandchildren, great. She's had to thank him a lot. She's had to say, thank you, Lord. You know, she and her husband married all those years, and he passed away, but she still gave thanks. in spite of everything that she has had to go through in those 90-plus eight-month years. So I thank you, Minister Donna Hawkins, all the way from Paducah, Kentucky. In spite of the weather, she's still thanking God. I mean, sometimes that snow comes so heavy, but the people in that area, they still bless the Lord. So thank you again, Minister Donna, for that great message. Oh, it was so powerful. I thank God. And let us not forget. And know what? Teach your children to thank the Lord. Teach the children to thank the Lord. You know, start them off on their knees when they're real little. They can be 1 year old and get on their knees. They can be 1 year old and hold up holy hands. I'm telling you, when I taught the children in the nursery at the church, and they heard that praise music, I could tell the ones whose parents been praising because their little hands go up and they just start waving and dancing and they diapers. They start praising the Lord. So it's never too early to train them. You know, they're going to repeat after you anyway. So if you're giving blessings to people, they're going to bless people. Don't give curses to people because the children are going to do the same thing. So whatever we do, our children are going to do that too. So we got to praise the Lord and teach our children. Well, we have time for two brief testimonies, a testimony of thanksgiving. So press one if you have a testimony of thanksgiving to give to the Lord. You know he's done so much for you. A whole year's passed, and just think of all the great blessings he's showering down on you. And even if you feel he didn't bless you and he blessed your neighbor and he blessed somebody else, you could give him thanks for giving you breath every day. He gave you breath, huh? All right, now you're still living. All right, somebody press one here. Hold on. Good morning, my sister. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Sister G. This is Sister Linda. We met at Lake Placid. Pastor Booker, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad you joined us this morning.
Yes, yes, yes. I have enjoyed the service this morning so far. And I am truly, truly blessed, and I am truly thankful to God because it's God. It's all about him and his greatness and his mercy, his loving kindness. He's a wonderful Savior, and he's always there with us. And I tell you, I have so many things. Time would not even, I wouldn't have the time to tell you all the wonderful things that God has done for me. Not even during the last year, but just the last week, I have been a little under the weather, having some physical challenges. But God, God is great, and he is Jehovah Rapha, my healer, and he is Jehovah Jireh. He sees all of my needs. He's my provider. And I just bless the Lord for the word this morning and all the sons of Zion that have gone up, because it just lets us, you know, just reminisce and think about the goodness of the Lord. And not just one day, but God is good every day. You know, we celebrate Thanksgiving, but we ought to give God thanks every day. And I heard you say some mornings we get up and we may forget, rushing into the day, and we forget to tell God thank you. I'm guilty of that myself. And I ask God, Lord, forgive me. Even getting ready to put the food in my mouth and chewing, I say, oh, God, thank you. I forget to pray. But God is so wonderful. He's so merciful. And I just give him praise. I give him praise this morning. I just thank God, and I thank God for you and this program. It's an awesome program. And I thank God for all the wonderful people from all over the United States that have, I've heard this morning from the different states, Georgia, Tennessee, and all the different places that I heard people come on from. And you continue to be blessed, and let the Lord continue to use you. May his blessings and his favor shine upon you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Linda Booker. I appreciate you. You know, I just met this sister in the Lord. God has great people all over the world. We got to and brothers all over the world. So I thank God for you this morning. Thank you for being on. Thank you for that great testimony. So I'll be speaking with you again soon. There's a 3121 with us. Good morning. You have a testimony?
Yes, good morning. My name is Christy, and my aunt is Minister Donna Hawkins, and my cousin is Sister Jackie Travis. And
hey,
I want to say, yes, I live in Chicago, but I'm originally from Paducah. And I want to say thank you for having this show, and I want to give thanks to God so that I don't forget to thank him. But I am so thankful that my aunt called me this morning to be a part of the show. I am thankful that God has blessed me. I am thankful that he gave me my best friend that I recently lost. But I'm thankful that he gave him to me, and I'm so thankful that he's here with me every day to help me, because it's been the hardest thing I've ever had to face. But God has been good to me, and he's helped me realize that he gave me a friend, and a friend who wasn't just a friend but a brother. And I'm thankful that God wakes me up every day and that he has blessed me. And I'm thankful that he gave me the family that he gave me, because I couldn't have ever asked for a better family. And I'm thankful for my grandmother that she's still here and that she loves the Lord and that she was an example. I'm thankful that I have a grandmother who I can truly, truly say lives and tries to be like Jesus every day of her life. She's been an example to me. And I'm just thankful today. I'm so thankful and grateful. And I'm thankful for Jackie's daughter, Davida, who's about to come see me. And I'm thankful for family, because it means so much to me. And I'm thankful for my friends and all the things that God has done for me. He's been extremely, extremely good to me. He's been better to me than I could ever, ever try to be to myself. And I'm just grateful that God is real. And I'm grateful and thankful that he brought us all together. So thank you, ladies, so very much. And any gentleman that may be on the phone, thank you.
Well, thank you, Christy. I appreciate you coming on so much. Let me say a prayer for you. Father, I just lift up this young woman, oh God, the niece of Minister Donna Hawkins and Jackie, the cousin, oh God. And Lord, I thank you for family, oh God, who can surround us with love and tender kindness. But Lord, ain't nobody like your loving arms around us, oh God. Oh Lord, extend your loving arms around Christy. Even in Chicago, you were there with her, oh God. In the loss of her best friend, oh God, you know the struggle she's going through. You know the tears that she shed, oh God. You know even the pains in her bodies, oh God. In her body, Father God, when she's cried out to you, oh God. She shed so many tears, Lord God. She's been sad for so long, oh God. But you are able to heal a broken heart, oh God. Father God, there's nothing like your comfort. You are the comforter of all comforters, oh God. So, Father God, teach her in the lowest place. Your word says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who's the health of my countenance and my God. And, Father God, I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, for putting godly people around her to hold her, to embrace her, to encourage her, O God. And, Father God, I pray that her grieving would not be long and arduous anymore, oh God, that you would give her joy, deep down joy, oh God, that she will rejoice, and she would accept your perfect will, oh God, even in the loss of a family member. You said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. So allow her to give you even more thanks, oh God. So we thank you for comforting and strengthening her. You are her refuge. You are her fortress, oh God. So strengthen and help Christy, oh God, to reach out to others who's lost their best friends, oh God. And so we bless you that you are a friend to the friendless. You are a friend to those who've lost. You gave your only life for us, oh God. You are our friend. So, Father, I thank you for Christy, this precious, mighty woman of God. Bless her today, oh God, in Jesus' name. Provide for all of her needs through your riches and glory. Meet every need. Don't let her want for anything, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give her blessings from the east, the west, the north, and the south. Shower her down with those blessings, oh God. Load her up even today with those benefits, Father. And we bless you and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for being on all the way from Chicago, Illinois. I used to live in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I said, Lord, deliver me from cold climates and let me move in a warm climate where I was born. So I thank him he did. All right, is there anyone on here? It's salvation time. You know, God said one time he winked at our ignorance, but now he's saying, look, I want you and you and you and everybody to come to the saving knowledge of the truth. He wants everybody in the whole world to be saved. So if there's anybody on here who's not saved or in Bible Story Land, press 1. Press 1. All right, it looks like maybe everyone on here is saved today, and I thank God for his saving grace. I tell you, if it wasn't for his grace and mercy, where would we all be? We can't live without him. We can't breathe without him. He's our very breath. He is who we need. So when you can't find a friend, you call everybody. You say, oh, my God, I need prayer. Oh, my God, I need prayer. You can't find nobody? Guess what? He shut the phones down. He made sure you ain't contact nobody. He said, okay, get in the secret place. Get prostrate on your face and call on me. I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. I am your great provider. He's an awesome God now. We serve a mighty king. So I praise the Lord. You know, if anyone who listens later is not saved, you know God will save you. You say, what do I need to be saved from? I ain't done nothing wrong. I live a righteous life. I don't lie. I don't cheat. I don't steal. I don't murder. I don't kill. I don't rob. You know, I live a good life. I live a life of integrity. Well, guess what? The Bible says we're all born into sin. We all fall short of the glory of the Lord. But he said right now he wants everybody to be saved. He said, guess what? If you confess that Jesus is Lord and you believe that I raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So don't forget, believe on the Lord with all your heart, soul, and strength. Love on him today. Love on him today. Don't love him with lip service. Love him with all your heart, soul, and strength. Now, you know what? Sometimes when we've been saved a while, you know the excitement is gone. You lost your first love. Oh, no, we got to revive that love. He said, come on back. He calling all the backsliders back. He said, come on back. He said, I missed you. You wanted a 99. He said, wait a minute, I'm going looking for you. So he searched everywhere, just like the woman who in Luke who lost the coin. She diligently searched. She lit a candle. She diligently searched all over. And then she found the coin, and she said, wait a minute, let me call my friends. Let us rejoice. So she called her friends, and they rejoiced when she found the lost coin. So we're rejoicing today that you ain't no backslider no more. Trust me, we all in backslid. Excuse me. It is prayer time on Bible Story Land. Press 1 if you need prayer. If you already press 1, you can state your prayer request. Hold on, Miss Ludell, I'm going to put you back on. All right, just a second here. Hold on. Anybody need prayer? You can just state your prayer request right now. Hey, Miss Ludell, you got a prayer request, Miss Ludell?
Oh, yes, always. I know I'm a little bit back. But anyway, you know, I know your testimony is over with, but I just want to say just briefly a few words that I thank God for this morning. I thank God for this day. And I thank God, you know, as we approach another Thanksgiving, you know, as you say, already been said that we should give thanks every day, you know, of our lives. And that's what I've been doing for 90 years and 8 months, giving thanks for everything, you know. Sometimes when I'm hurting, just like already been said, I said, well, Lord, at least I feel it. So I thank you for that. And I want this lady that brought that message a few minutes ago, I hope she listened, that she brought a blessed message to me. It just stuck all over my body, all my heart and my mind. And I pray that you will continue to be that same person to go out and tell somebody that maybe don't know that. I know it, but somebody don't know it this morning. But you be able to reach somebody that you'll be able, they'll be able to live by it and tell somebody else how good God is. And I want to thank you for this program, darling. This morning seemed like everything worked well with me this morning. Some of Saturday mornings it don't, but this morning it's been working real well, and I thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Ludell. We'll pray for you and your family.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, next person. You're already on live. You can, okay, somebody's pressing one here. Hold on, Jackie. Jackie, you know I thank God for you. Your family's coming on here one by one. After a while, everybody in Paducah, Chicago, Jacksonville, they're going to be on live with us. I thank God for you.
I thank God that they're coming on. That's wonderful. I'm going to try to get more on.
Amen. We got to have more diligent people like you. Give your friends, your family the number and tell them call in on Saturday morning. We're going to
okay,
be coming back.
Sure will.
Hey, Jackie.
I'm sorry. Say that again, Jackie.
I said I will. I will do that. I thought
all
my
right.
sister Deborah might have been on. I thought Deborah might have been on today, but I guess she wasn't.
She may
on.
Have been on and didn't say anything. I don't know because there are a lot of there have been about 13 people on here, and some of them haven't said a thing yet, but they're
okay.
on with us.
Is it 270 and it 270?
Yeah.
That's my sister, Deborah Jones. Are you on here?
Wait a minute. She ain't pressed one yet. Let me see. She, I did see a 270 besides Donna. Right now I only see Donna, but that other 270 hung up. That was your cousin, I believe. So I don't see another 270 right now.
Okay.
But she could have been on and hung up. It was a lot of people.
I thank God for my family. I love my family, and I thank God for them.
Amen. We thank God for you and your family.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Somebody's pressing one. Hold on.
Let me mute out.
Hello? You're on live. You're pressing one? Yes, you're pressing one. Someone press one. You're on live. I don't know your number, so 1111111 showed up. You pressing one? Hello? You're on live. You press one, but we can't hear you talking.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello. I'm Sharona Walden from Paducah, Kentucky.
Hey, Sharona, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. I am Jackie Travis's sister.
Amen.
I have really enjoyed your program this morning. My cousin, Minister Hawkins, called me this morning to let me know that you were getting ready to come on, and I really have enjoyed the program. And I will be looking forward to listening to you every Saturday.
Amen. Well, we look forward to hearing you. Do you sing? I know y'all sing. The singing family.
I sung before on your program with Minister Hawkins, and my sister Jackie was here. They were here at my house in August of this past year, and Jackie had a cold, and I sung in her place. Sing every now and then.
All right. Well, if you feel led, get my number from Jackie. Call me, and we'll get you singing again.
I sure will do that, and you have a blessed day.
Thank you, Sharona. Where'd you say you live? In Paducah?
Paducah, yes.
Okay. All right.
That's Sister
Thank
K.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Sister K.
Hey, Sister Jackie.
I just love family, nothing like family. Thank you all so much for being such a loving and a kind family. Y'all show us how to love one another. Thank you. All right, anybody else need prayer? Press one. Okay, hold on. Mariba's pressing one here. All right, hold on.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. You're from she's from New Orleans, Louisiana, but she lives in Dallas.
Yes. My prayer request is to pray for the homeless people that's in the cold. It's 30 degrees here, and it soon be. They say something about sleep. So I just want to lift up people that's homeless. Meryl, you know Meryl, my son. He's been homeless, and he was telling me that there's people living under the bridge that have served in the service with one leg or so, and the government is not doing anything for them the way it should be. And pray for the people, the Philippines, for food and water and shelter and clothing. And that the Spirit of God will move upon them. For those that's not saved and the ones that's saved and know the Lord, that they'll be a strong blessing pain. And,
all right. Thank you, Mariba.
Yeah, and also for our president, in Jesus' name.
Okay. Thank you.
Minister Donna, how are you? This is Donna. Thank you so much for praying for my niece, and thank you so much for being an inspiration to my family. Now, we do live here in Paducah. Last Sunday, a tornado came through this area. We had three people who were killed in Brookport, Illinois, and one was our dear friend Kathy George. Her husband is still in critical condition in a hospital in Evansville, Indiana. They had to air back him out of the area. But he's in critical condition. He doesn't even know that his wife was killed last Sunday. But her funeral is today at 1 o'clock. The family really needs prayer. There were over 100 people who had damage or lost everything, had several friends who lost their houses and their cars and everything. And we know that those are material things that can be replaced. But we just need prayer for the people in Brookport and the people in Washington, Illinois. The tornado that came through last Sunday was so close to our house. We live right at the river, and it was just across the bridge where the destruction was. So it could have easily been us. We were all at church celebrating our 96th church anniversary, and the sirens started to go off to let us know that the weather was awful, and it was. Several tornadoes touched down last Sunday. So please pray for those families who were devastated.
Okay. Thank you so much. Anyone else? Prayer request. Prayer request. Okay.
We'll do mine. There was three car accidents this past week. One of them was prior to my birthday, and a couple of them were after my birthday, and that was this week. We need to pray for the family of those who were killed in those three individual car accidents.
Okay, well, happy birthday again, Kara. God bless you. May he give you many, 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 many more.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else? Press 1. Have a prayer request. I'm going to be putting people on mute in a few minutes. Any more prayer requests? Okay. All right. I'm putting people on mute. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we just adore you and we bless you today, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are a great God, that you are a mighty King, and there's no God like you, Jehovah. Father, we just thank you that you are a mighty God. You are the Almighty King. You are our Jehovah. You are Jehovah Rapha, a healer. You are Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us, O God. Father, we thank you that you are the Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. We thank you that you are our Lord, our Creator, O God. We thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider, O God. We thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Shalom, our peacemaker. There is no place that you are not. You are all over the United States of America, O God. I thank you, Father God, that you are in Kentucky. You're in Houston, O God. You're in Florida. You're in Georgia. You're in Louisiana, Lord God. I thank you that you're in Chicago, Lord God. I thank you that you're in Ohio, Father God. I thank you that you're in Jacksonville, Father God. You're everywhere, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for who you are and what you've done and what you're going to do. We bless your name today, oh God, In the name of Jesus, we bless you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Father God, we thank you that we can rebuke the enemy, O God, in the name of Jesus, that's coming up against us and causing all kinds of problems, O God. We rebuke the devil, Beelzebub, who come against your people, O God. In the name of Jesus, we send the fire of God against him right now. In the name of Jesus, Satan, your tactics will not work anymore. You've been found out. We kick you back to the second heaven. In the name of Jesus, Yoko Shebaka, we are covered by the blood, and the blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. In the name of Jesus, and Father, I thank you for families. In the name of Jesus, every family that's been on Bible Storyland, every family that's on today, every family member, oh God, and those that we represent, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for removing pain from Ms. Ludell. I thank you for her family, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for Jackie and her family and every family member and those seniors that she take care of on a daily basis. And, Lord, I thank you for the love that you poured into Jackie, oh God, to be with the seniors and to be with her family. I thank you, Father God, for her loving heart that you put on the inside of her, Father God. I thank you that people request her because of the anointing on her life, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for the people's lives that she touch on a daily basis who wait for her and who are encouraged and uplifted when she knock on their door, when she goes into their house or their apartment, oh God. Even if it's just to put a bandage on, even if it's just to give them a hug. I thank you, Father God, for using her in the name of Jesus. I thank you for that ministry with the elderly, Father, in the name of Jesus, that it's not just a job. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for her sister and her cousins in the name of Jesus from all over. I thank you, Father God. I bind the devil in the name of Jesus who will try to come in and disturb their peace. In the name of Jesus, I call on Jehovah Shalom, the peacemaker, to make peace in that family. I thank you for healing virtue going throughout that family, oh God. I thank you for the love that each other have for one another. Continue, Lord God, be with Sharona Walden. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God, for the strength that you're giving Sharona. In the name of Jesus, to be an overcomer, even through the death of a loved one. In Jesus' name, I thank you for Mariba, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing for her. I thank you for our friendship over the years. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for keeping her healthy and well, providing adequate transportation for her, debt-free. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, as we lift up the homeless today. Let us remember them on a daily basis, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and Father, thank you for providing shelter, food, and jobs for those who are able to work. Provide jobs again for them. Encourage them, oh God. Where the devil has come in and tried to destroy them, oh God, I thank you for building them up again in the most holy faith, drawing them to you, oh God. You are able to give them life and life more abundantly. You're able to provide for all of their needs, oh God. Let them, oh God, be taught how to fish in the name of Jesus again, oh God, that they would not just be looking for a handout, but, Lord, they would be lifted up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, out of their situations that they find themselves in, and they would not be in sorrow, but they would be in joy. They would give you thanks even in their homeless situation, oh God. And, Father God, even in the weather, provide blankets, provide what they need to be warm, provide shelters. And, Lord, I bind the enemy that go into those shelters to destroy, in the name of Jesus, to destroy their peace, to destroy and kill and rob and steal from them. I bind that devil that go in those shelters that cause havoc. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare those shelters will be places of peace, peace. And I thank you, Father God, that you will be there, Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. Dwell in the home, the shelters, oh God. Root the devil out of there. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that people will get along. People will need each other again, oh God. But they will need you even more in Jesus' name. I thank you for Mariba's son being protected and coming closer with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for those people in the Philippines, oh God, in the name of Jesus, those who experience hurricanes and storms, oh God. I thank you for providing and reviving that place, oh God, where the hurricane came in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing for the people in the Philippines. Restoration, restoration is their portion, oh God. May they call on you as Lord, those who are not saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, you know this country, America, was founded on godly principles. I thank you for calling us back to godly principles again, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will begin your koshebaka in every home to call you Lord, in every neighborhood in America to call you Lord. Every household will wake up and say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, save our children from destruction, O God. I decree and declare that our children shall be saved, and they will follow you at an early age, and they will be faithful to you like Samuel all the days of their lives, O God. They will not turn into backslidden conditions, but they will follow you every day, O God. In the name of Jesus, and Father, I thank you for Minister Donna and her family. And Lord, you know they lost a good friend in the tornado, and her services will be today. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that she was saved. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do for her family. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, her husband's in the hospital, not even knowing what's going on. But, Lord, you're able to comfort. You're able to strengthen him. In the name of Jesus and Father God, when he is healed, oh God, I thank you that he will thank you. Now, Father God, be with him as they tell him about his wife. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God. Oh God, be with him, Father God. Be with him, Lord God. Be with him, Father God. Be with him in the loss. Such a great loss, like losing your own body. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, you said you weep with those who weep. Oh God. So, Father God, as we weep with him and the loss of his mate, oh, God, I thank you for strength, and I thank you for all that you're doing on his behalf. Console him like never before. Give him great consolation in the whole family. In the name of Jesus. And, Father God, when they have the services of your daughter, Kathy George, I thank you, oh, God, for the message going forth for others to be saved. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, use that service to give you glory, to honor your holy presence in Jesus' name. So, Father, I thank you today, oh, God, for all the cities that were devastated by hurricanes, tornadoes, and torrential winds, oh, God. Oh, Father, I thank you that you were there. You knew about the forecast even before the people were born. In the name of Jesus, there's nothing secret. Nothing you don't know about. So, Father God, prepare your people, oh God. You are calling people to repent everywhere. You are calling people that have never known your name to be saved, oh God. You are giving people a time to come. Hamanineke urabaka hariyaku shabaka de oririyaka didioko hane kurabaka de hekuna aririyoko shabaka didiyaka hane uksheko dabaka didioko anineko shabaka de hane ukushabaka didioko shabaka. I thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, a mighty peacemaker, O God. Comfort and strengthen your people, O God. You are speaking to us all over in hurricanes and storms and tsunamis and tornadoes, oh God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for us hearing your call, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for us being still and knowing that you are God and you are God alone. Bring restoration to these areas, not just physical restoration, oh God, but spiritual restoration. Let people rise up in America and call you Lord again. I bind up the evil in our land, the murdering spirit that's trying to murder our children and take them out before they complete their purpose, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God. I bind up those murdering demons, those that's causing accidents, car pileups. In the name of Jesus, murders on the highway. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God. Your peace on the highways, oh God. Safety on the highways, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I bind up that road rage demon. In the name of Jesus, your court, Shebaka, I bind up incidents, accidents. I speak life on the highways and life more abundantly in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we bless you. Lord, there are many people in the world today that don't know your name. Give them a chance. I thank you, Father God. They can't come unless you call them. Call them out of the dark ways, oh God. I see, Lord God, every time I look at the news, you're calling more and more to repent. Oh God, you're calling them out of a dark way and you're giving them mercy to be saved, oh God. So we bless you this morning that you are the great and mighty King. You're the everlasting Father. You're the I am, the great and mighty God. I bless you today. I honor you. You are great and mighty. You're awesome in all your ways. I delight myself in you today. Hallelujah! 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 You are great and greatly to be praised, oh God. In the name of Jesus and Father, I thank you for Karen, who faithfully comes on weekly. Oh, God, bless her during this time of her birthday, this special time, oh, God, where she can remember and look back, oh, God, and say, Lord, I thank you for another year. Lord, I thank you for health and strength in my body. Lord, I thank you for birthdays, oh, God. And, Lord, may she live to be an old mother in Zion, oh, God. So we bless you, Lord, and we thank you. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Well, I have an announcement to make again, the same announcement we've been making. Zion Hope Academy, Big Hands, Little Hands is open again. It's a Christian school open here in Jacksonville. Right now we're doing tutoring on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Give your children the number. My cell number is 504-931-7399. Give the parent, your friends and family, my phone number to call. You know our children need tutoring. Many of them are struggling in school. They don't, you know, when we were in school, if we didn't learn something, the teacher just didn't give you an F. No, they worked with you after school, lunchtime, whatever was necessary. They made sure that we were had a learning mode. And I tell you what, with the lazy ones, when we were too lazy, we didn't get our homework done. You know what happened? We got the ruler, and we still living. We were not abused. We were corrected, and they knew what was inside of us. So the ruler just brought it out. Yeah, it did. Brought out. So we learned that we were smart. We were not lazy. We weren't allowed to be. So I'm putting you back on live now. I thank God for each of you. It is getting close to closing time. Anyone who has a pressing something they just want to say, just press. You're already on live. Let's see. Let me get put Miss Luke back, Miss Ludell back on here. You are all on live as far as I can tell. So you got something you want to say, just say it quickly.
Hallelujah.
Well,
we give you the honor, Heavenly Father, for Teresa, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, continue to strengthen her in the name of Jesus, Father. Whatever she hands so will be blessed in Jesus' name. Have her to be the head, not the tail, above and never beneath. She's blessed in the city, she's blessed in the country. In the name of Jesus, Father God, continue to direct her footsteps in the name of Jesus. Let her hear the voice of you and not the voice of the stranger, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, just bless, send the Holy Spirit through that her classroom, Heavenly Father, the windows, the doors, every crest holes in building, Heavenly Father, that she'll have more than enough, more children that she can handle, Heavenly Father, that she would teach the unadulterated word, your word, Lord. So just bless her. Bless her health. Give her the strength to continue to go on and be successful in your word, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Mariba. God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Praise the Lord. I just wanted to say, this is Pastor Booker from, I didn't give out my location. I'm from Belgrade, Florida, down in South Florida near West Palm Beach. So I just wanted to throw that in there. I didn't let people know where I was from when I came on to do my testimony. But I have really enjoyed this program today.
Well, And guess what, y'all? She's going to be speaking coming up in December, the third Saturday in December. She's going to be our bring the word of the Lord that day. So I thank God from the for the woman of God from Belglade, Florida, down where the warmth is. It's warmer down there. Thank you, woman of God. Anybody else? Come on. Anybody else? Brief word, brief word.
I just wanted to just thank God for Thanksgiving coming up this coming Thursday.
Amen.
And
thank
just Thanksgiving tribute at the end of the show.
Amen. Thank you so much, Karen. You are blessed. I thank God for you, for your family. And I tell you, I thank God for blessing you with the ability to play great music, great music. Thank the Lord for you. All right, well, it is closing time on Bible Storyland. I want you all to know I love you all so much. I love each of you very much. Some of you I've never met before, but I love you. You know, God made you, and I love you. But guess what? God loves you more than I can ever love you. He loves you with an everlasting love. My love is limited, but he's an unlimited God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, it, like I said, it's closing time. And don't forget to thank the Lord thy God who loves you so much. And don't just give him lip service. You know how you love him? Obey him. Obey him. Obey the Lord. That's how we show love. You know, if your children say, yeah, Dad, I love you. Yeah, Mom, I love you. And they just rebellious. That's not true love. That's not true love. So I thank the Lord for each of you. Bible Storyland will not be on next Saturday because it's the fifth Saturday. We come on the first, second, third, and fourth Saturday. The fifth Saturday we are off. But we will return again on December the 7th. December the 7th, we'll air again. So enjoy your time. And, you know, instead of, you know, Bible Storyland next week, you can praise the Lord even more. You can give him even more thanks. Yeah. Thank him for life and health and strength and everything that's going on in your life. Give him thanks. Okay? So I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. And you got my number. Most of you have my number. You can call and we'll rejoice in the Lord together. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Don't forget, bless the Lord. Give him thanks for everything. I love you. Talk to
everything.
You soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.